I started noticing I was losing my hair when I was in high school.
Best way to treat hair loss is to start early. Not necessarily with a hair transplantation, but through medication, try to slow down the hair loss.
People would say to me when I wore the baseball cap, wow, you look, you know, probably 28, 29, 30. If I took my hat off, they would say I look my age.
Dr. Abraham Armani performs hair transplants at his office in the Oaklawn neighborhood of Dallas.
The most important thing when we see a patient for the first time is to take a history from them, because we cannot assume that every man that comes into our clinic is suffering from male pattern baldness.
I went to one of the chain restoration places. There's a salesperson, and I just got the idea that I was there just for them to hit their numbers.
Sean Slevin is one of Armani's patients.
I wanted my hair fixed immediately, right? And he wanted to do a very conservative procedure, looking out for my best interests, you know, not today, but 10, 20, 30 years down the road, so I look age appropriate.
Armani says his business has never been busier, but 20% of his practice is now repair of other hair transplants.
We don't want to do a hair transplantation on a patient that's rapidly losing their hair, because you would have to constantly be chasing that hair loss, and eventually they may not be enough donor hair.
Increasingly, he says patients are coming to him even in their teens.
Maybe the girlfriend leaves them, they're 19 years old, their hairline has moved up half an inch, and they think it's because of their hair. And you have to play kind of a therapist, a psychologist, as well as a doctor sometimes.
You're rejecting somebody because they're bald.
So?
You're bald!
Okay, you have chosen to shave your hair. That's a look that you're cultivating to be fashionable, and we don't really consider you part of the bald community, with all due respect.
I was bald.
Thick hair falls out, another hair replaces it, but it's much thinner and weaker, and that process continues until you end up with this peach fuzz.
And it wasn't a vanity thing, it's more of a confidence thing.
Slevin waited 10 years from the time he first visited the chain that offered hair transplants to the time he scheduled his first appointment with Armani.
I kind of pushed Dr. Armani into doing the procedure probably quicker than maybe he wanted to, because I started on the Propecia and the minoxidil about a month before I had the first procedure.
Armani says Slevin's story offers several takeaways for adults who may be thinking of a transplant. First, he urges patients to find a doctor who belongs to the International Society of Hair Restoration Surgery. Then, talk about medical options. And then, consider a hair transplant. In some cases, he says a doctor should try to talk patients out of surgery.
Age is important, family history is important, and also the speed at which they're losing their hair.
Slevin will have to continue taking medication for the rest of his life.
I don't even think about it anymore. I take it with my multivitamin in the morning.
But Armani says he planned Slevin's procedure so his hair would still look natural, even if he stops taking the medication decades from now.
It's not just about what happens a year from now. It's what happens for the next 6 decades. And you have to have that foresight. Otherwise, unfortunately, the patient is going to suffer.
I think my friends, they thought, oh my gosh, what did you do to yourself? But now they're like, wow, when are you going to have your next one? Not that I need one, but...
Alan Skaya, 24/7 News.